So I'm Angela Gray, and I work in Morrison's Woking as a community champion.
Okay, so first of all, for those of us that may not know, Angela, what is a community champion?
Oh, gosh. So community champion,
I know. $1 million question, me. Isn't it? Yeah.
Gosh, so I am, my role is raise awareness of the stuff that we do to deal with any customer queries regarding collections, donations, yeah, and basically support the community as much as I possibly can.
Okay, so yeah, the community is obviously something that's very important to you. Have you, yeah, have you always lived in the Woking area?
Yeah, I'm born and bred here, I'm afraid.
I think that is really important because you're a community champion in the neighbourhood and the area that you know. You're sort of putting something back. So how did you sort of get into this sort of work? How did that all come about?
6 years ago, the community role became more prominent, and I was offered it by my then store manager because I was very interested in raising money for the local neonatal unit, and I was quite vocal about it.
Okay.
And he decided that the role would suit me, and it did, and it suited my family life, and it's just evolved from there.
Yeah, and that really comes across as well, sort of the passion you have for your community. So you were working in another role within the store, and then the opportunity arose, and you just sort of thought, right, this is something that would suit
you. Yeah. That is exactly it. Yeah, and I haven't looked back.
Excellent. I can tell that you really enjoy getting out there and getting involved in the community. So, I mean, what sort of day to day? I suppose no 2 days are the same. There's always
Oh gosh. So obviously, like from the start of the pandemic, we have been so busy. Pounds worth of food that we could distribute to local communities, local food banks, local groups, local individuals. So that run from March last year to November this year. And we stopped for a month and then we've restarted again. So we would get a pallet in every week, a pallet of food that food banks and communities have said that they need, sort of like, you know, pasta, coffee, crisps, all those sorts of things. Yeah. So part of my job was distribute it to them, deliver it to them. We also work with a local organisation called Kidma, and we put together food packs for individuals that we distributed throughout the Woking area when people were in real isolation at the very, very beginning. Gosh, what else have we been doing?
So much going on.
I mean, we worked with Woking Mosque at the very beginning of the pandemic as well, donating a lot of food with them. We've worked very, very closely with Your Sanctuary, with them for I think 3 years now. And they are absolutely amazing what they do in the Woking area. We donated them loads and loads of food during the pandemic, and they said if it wasn't for us, they don't know what they would have done. We've been donating to the Knaphill Community Fridge quite a lot as well. Jules over there, amazing.
I've met Jules and I've seen the community fridge there, and that is just so amazing, you know, and really kind of helping people, and it's something that people can just go to and as they need to. There's no kind of forms to fill in. It's not sort of judged in any way. Just go and take what you want and put stuff in there as well, and a good way to reduce food waste
it ticks all the boxes, doesn't it, really? It's
absolutely
nobody, you don't have to prove anything, nobody asks you any questions, and so it takes away the stigma I think of asking for help. And we've also been working with the Lakeview Community Pantry.
Vanessa speaks very highly of you. I spoke to Vanessa a few weeks ago.
She's amazing. It's like, it's all these people. This pandemic has brought so many people together.
Yeah.
And doing it, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like, we've been working with St. Peter's Hospital as well. They have a food bank there for their struggling nurses. And I've heard some very tough stories. So we've been lucky enough to help them. And we've also been working with the York Road Project as well.
Wow.
So we've quite a few people, yeah.
And I just love that, you know, and it is important, you know, your store that's serving the community, but also helping the community as well in all these different ways.
It is. Yeah. No, it's been an honour, if that's the right word, to sort of have the opportunity to work with all these people and to actually see, especially I think with the refuge, to see the difference that we've actually made. We do a toy appeal for them every year. We're also doing an Easter egg appeal for them every year. We help them. They did a social distancing this year. They did. They had a Santa's a grotto for the children. They did it all socially distanced. So we helped them with all the decorations and the lights, and it's lovely. It is literally the best job in the world. Yeah.
And obviously, you know, we mentioned the pandemic and people needing help more than ever, help and support. So in terms of your job, you've been doing it for a number of years. How's it kind of changed, I suppose, is what I'm asking, sort of, you know, if you think sort of pre-lockdown and now where we are now. So, you know, in the last sort of year.
Massively. Yeah. When before the role, I mean, it was always good. It was always fun. But we weren't really donating food or anything now. But now it's all about making sure that people's basic needs are met.
Yeah.
And that they don't feel bad about asking for help and asking for it. And a lot of the people that I've dealt with when we initially donated the individual packs, we've literally been the only people that they've spoken to for days and weeks.
Yeah, I mean, this is the other side of it. It's not just about kind of, you know, getting the support and getting the physical food. It's, you know, companionship. And as you say, people who have been isolating, you know, and not seeing people. And it's just such a strange and unusual situation. And I think, you know, a lot of people out there sort of struggling to come to terms with it all.
Yeah, definitely when we can, is using part of our cafe to open essentially a loneliness cafe so people can come and have a chat. And just somewhere for people to meet, somewhere like-minded, but obviously when we're allowed.
When you're allowed to. So
when we're allowed.
So presumably every Morrison's store up and down the country has somebody sort of in your role, community champion?
Every Morrison's store in the company has a community champion, and they do very, very similar work to me.
Do you get to sort of network with the other community champions? Do you have like community champion Zoom calls and stuff?
I do. I work very, very well with the lady in Weybridge. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I work with all the South Coast community champions. Okay. So our region stretches like down to Littlehampton and Brighton, places like that. And we get together, bounce ideas off each other.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it's all about, sharing ideas and things that are worked in one area can maybe sort of be transferred to another area. So it's
exactly. For example, I let speak to the food banks and find out what they need. And we would put them in a bag at the front of the store called our pickup packs. A customer will pick up the pack, go to the checkout and put it in a cage, because a lot of people want to help but don't know how to help.
I was going to say, there's lots of ways that customers can help. There's sort of, you know, dropping off bags of tins or whatever in the store, but also the pickup bags. So you shop at the Woking Morrison's, my local supermarket. I've seen sort of pages there, so that's that's a positive thing that people can do. It's really positive that, you know, what you're doing, and I think really positive for Morrison's as a retailer to sort of have that interest in the community. So it's not just about kind of
Something we started coming up 4 years ago now, and we started it in this store. I don't know if you've heard of Choir Tower. Yeah, so we started it in our store, and it's from 9 to 10, and it's targeted at people with additional needs, but so many different other groups of people have benefited from it, and it's evolved and it's been rolled out across every Morrison's in England.
And this started in Woking.
Yes, it did.
There you go. You must be incredibly proud. I mean, that is amazing. You know, the quiet hour, something so simple, sort of turning off the machines and cutting down the noise and cutting out the tannoys and everything else. Because, you know, somebody with a disability, a sensory disorder, whatever it may be, you know, going shopping with sort of sudden noises, it can just have such a massive impact. So
it can be so important. It can do. A lot of the additional needs schools, they sort of appreciate it. We've tweaked bits as well from feedback, and it's all been very positive. We've also become dementia friendly. We've got a couple of colleagues, but when the time allows, we will have more colleagues dementia friendly trained. We've turned our disabled toilet changing the colour of our toilet seat, putting a blind over the mirror. And we took advice from a lady called Elspeth Andrews, who works at Woking Council. And she came and she looked at all of our store and she said, we just need to make a few simple changes and then it will be accessible to absolutely everyone. And that also has gone down really, really well. It makes you think some things you just don't think about unless it affects you directly.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. No, totally agree. So if somebody can, maybe is involved with a charity initiative locally or feels that, you know, they want to sort of connect with you, how do we get in touch with you?
So the best way is by email, because I'm out and about and I'm not often in one place for very long. So our email is champion.woking@morrisonsplc.co.uk. That is the best way to contact us.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming on and telling us about what all
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you. Well.